Coming back at you live from the basement. It's your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will.
So it's been a minute since we came to y'all. Been what, about a week?
About a week.
We do a show every week anyway, but it feels like it's been a little bit longer because we usually do it.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're gonna just hop right on into it. And we're gonna talk about what's been going on since we last spoke to you beautiful people. We're gonna start off with the murder of George Floyd.
Yeah, we talked about it last episode, but a lot of things have changed since then. His death has sparked worldwide protest of black people getting killed by the police.
Not just national. Yeah. Worldwide.
I'm talking about from to the bottom, Australia, to Germany, to the UK.
This has been the biggest
civil rights movement
in the world ever.
Yeah. And ever. It's crazy that it's going like that. I mean, I haven't seen a protest in Mexico City.
Every continent.
Yeah. Canada.
Literally is participating in this protest.
Yeah.
Every continent. It's a beautiful thing to see.
It is.
So sad that somebody had to actually die for this to happen.
But so many people have died already.
Yeah.
It took
for it actually to get, seen.
From the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
From the credits roll.
Mm-hmm. From the first scene to the end.
Yeah. Curtain closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, they had his funeral. He had like three funerals.
Man.
Yeah, so.
you would have thought the man was nationally known how many funerals he had.
He was a weekend on, was a weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, pretty much. body just traveling from everywhere. Place to place.
Started from the up top all the way to the bottom of Houston where mm-hmm. he lived. He was born. But, it's sparked something. Hopefully, we can get some change.
Yeah. I think change is on the horizon. I'm trying to be positive and optimistic.
Yeah.
That this will actually spark some real change. But, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. You always got to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah. And a lot of accountability has to be given, too. Everybody has to have a little accountability. My interaction with the police got to be a little bit different than the past. And the police got to have their interaction with us, too. So it got to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, people get crazy and then the police get crazy or the police get crazy and then they get crazy. And then somebody going to go to the morgue and somebody going to go home.
Yeah, and it's usually
vice versa.
It's usually not the person that's not in uniform that's going home.
Yeah, so. But anyway, so hopefully his death actually sparking something beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we have the.
Because you see a lot of people coming together.
Yeah.
A lot of every race.
Yeah, and that's what we needed. We couldn't do it on our own.
No.
We need
everybody to actually, and hopefully people aren't just out there protesting because they want to be a part of something. I hope they're protesting because they actually understand.
Yeah.
And they want to actually help and, try to figure out what they can do to help us in this situation. Because we can't do it alone. We've tried it for years to do it by ourselves. You had the few white people that would help, but they either got killed with us or they just got looked at funny. Now it's worldwide. You have everybody speaking out about it. So, yeah,
So,
we'll see. One thing that I did hear about today, which I didn't even know that they still flew the Confederate flag, but I probably should have known though.
Yeah, out here.
NASCAR.
I was shocked by that.
And you know who did it? Bubba Watson. The only African American driver in NASCAR.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot of
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Go ahead and give him some backlash. He's gonna mess around and win every race, then y'all really gonna be mad.
Yeah, that was kinda crazy. I didn't.
I'm glad that he brought it up though, because it shouldn't be flying. The Confederate flag shouldn't be flying anywhere.
Period.
Anywhere.
Period.
It's nasty. It represents everything that is nasty and wrong with this country.
Yeah.
It should have been gone.
And I hate hearing, oh, it's a Southern pride. Nah. Shut up, bro.
No, that's not a Southern pride. That's a redneck thing.
Yeah, that's a redneck racist thing. Shit. You know, you see the, when you see the, right, here we go. We see the Confederate flag. You see Nazi symbols. You see skinheads. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you see the Make America Great Again flag right behind it. And mm-hmm. then they show themselves behind the Blue Lives flag. And mm-hmm. it's just, it's irritating. Yep. Because I seen a comment, the guy was like, they have no right to tell people what they can bring. What are you talking about? You can't go into 7-Eleven without a shirt on.
Exactly.
You got to have shoes to shop in this store.
Yep. No shirt, so, no shoes, no service.
Exactly. All of a sudden, it's a cultural thing that, no. Yeah. This is a business. Exactly. And NASCAR already know. That's another thing I noticed now, because a lot of businesses are getting behind. You know how many emails I got? From my credit card companies, I got one from American Express. Oh, so-and-so, and hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
We're going to do inclusion things. Planet Fitness, no racism here. Mm-hmm. At the bottom of the hashtag Black Lives Matter. I'm like, whoa, this is something serious.
Because they know that if we don't put our dollar in those corporations, a lot of those corporations will fall.
Yeah.
What's the number that we are? One trillion?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that?
Yeah, but you got to understand, too. Honestly, we do spend less than other races, but it's the cultural thing. We make things popular. We make things hot. We make things, oh, what's going on over there? You know, it's more than what we spend. Mm-hmm. It's a cultural thing, and we bring attention to things.
Yep. You can't tell me that had the roles been reversed back in the 80s when Jordan came out and Larry Bird was the one that wore the Jordans, that Larry Bird would have popularized the Jordan. No, it wouldn't happen.
It was the guy that flew through the sky.
Yeah.
That nobody else could
do. Not the one that shot the three-pointer.
No, that's Warren.
No. So we definitely swag everything out.
Yeah. Make things popular, make things hip. Definitely. You know, it is what it is.
Definitely.
So, but yeah, I was just shocked by the email. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And corporations, you know, but you know. Republicans, oh, you guys getting on? Shut up. As soon as something good happened, you're trying to shut it down. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's just things. We just got to seize the moment and do the right thing with it.
Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. That's the key words right there. Do the right thing with it. You know, don't waste this moment. Don't act like you're oppressors because you got a little bit more. You know, use a little bit more that you're getting for the greater good.
Right.
You know, don't do what the other people did. Okay. Don't start turning your nose up and acting all high and mighty. No, just keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Do what you do. What is it? Reach one, each one, teach one?
Right.
Yeah. That's what it should be. That's exactly what it should be.
Now, but let's talk about the whole defunding the police. I'll be the first one to say, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Stupid.
Defund the police. Come on, man. Y'all tripping.
I understand that you're upset. You know, I'm upset too. But you can't defund the police. Well, you know what? It's two ways you could take defunding. Either you're defunding them and taking some of their budget and spending it elsewhere to things that are, you know, help change, or you're talking about defunding them and getting rid of the freaking force altogether.
Yeah, that's not happening. You know, the second option,
I'm not good with.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
As much as I don't like, you know, police interaction sometimes, you have to have somebody that can...
You need law enforcement,
help,
period.
You know, that can have some law and order. Because you can't have people... Running police around trying to be police themselves.
Yeah,
because look where that gets you.
Yeah, look what happened in Georgia. Man got killed out there.
Look where that gets you. Yeah. So you can't have that, because you're always gonna have that one or two rebels that think that they Billy Badass and mess it up for everybody.
Yep. So we need police. They just need better training.
That's it.
They need. I saw a meme that said it showed like Switzerland, Norway. Like, these officers got, like, do 3 or 4 years of training and go to college. Mm-hmm. Here is, like, it says something like, 200 hours or something like that, and they got a badge and gun and ready to go kill.
See, but here's the thing that I think. It's not that they need better training. They need to hire better quality officers. They need to stop hiring these people who are scared of their own damn shadow. Right. I know officers personally that I used to work with that are now police officers. I freaking stamp my foot at them and they gonna shit themselves. And that's who you want to give a gun to, a gun and a badge. Those are the ones who you don't want to give it to.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that's out there shooting people just because they sneeze.
All right.
You know, you. They just have to hire better. You know, they used to have, I know for a fact that Metro doesn't do in-person interviews anymore. It's now application straight to background. You know, and if you pass the background, then you're on to whatever the steps are after that. They no longer do in-person interviews.
So that might do the board?
No more oral board.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty weird too.
That's not good.
No, it's not. Because that's where you're supposed to start vetting people out, is at the freaking oral board.
Is it just because they can't get enough cops?
I think that is because they were trying to speed up the process because they needed so many cops. I think that's why they did. I'm not sure. Don't take my word for it. You know, I'd have to ask somebody, one of my buddies that's in there, why they did that. But yeah, they no longer do oral board. At least the last time I went through the process.
Shit, when they do oral board, they still hiring bad motherfucking seats.
Yeah.
So now y'all just gonna do video interviews?
Not even video interviews. They don't do that. Nothing. It goes application process. Hey, you're so and so and so and so. You're gonna move on to the next step, which is background.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
So you never meet in person. That I think the final thing that you do is you speak to a chief or something like that. That's about it. But at that point in time, you're pretty much in there.
In the door.
Because you've already passed psych, you've already passed background, you've already passed the poly, you know, all that stuff.
Are they your polygraph test?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you can't use a polygraph test in a trial. So why do they even use that?
I don't know. I guess to figure out if you lied on your background packet.
But if you really want to, you can study how to pass that, right? By lying.
Or you can just lie on your background packet. If it's nothing that you ever went to jail for, like, one of the questions is, have you ever smoked marijuana? Or have you ever drank? You can tell them no. And if you know how to lie on a lie detector test, you know, if you know how to calm down real quick, then answer the question, you'll pass that freaking lie detector.
Do a little yoga before you go in, huh?
You'll pass a lie detector because your heart won't fluctuate. So, yeah, man, they have to do better hiring, pretty much.
Yeah, because let's talk about this. The guy that got killed on the strip, well, downtown, from the courthouse. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing I said when he got killed?
It didn't make sense that he was walking around with body armor and a gun and didn't try to take anybody out.
Exactly. He's been down there for days.
For days,
yeah. Doing the same thing. They got video of him down there. Why all of a sudden he gets gunned down? And what's the next thing I said? I guarantee they didn't have body cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what came out 2 days later?
They were desk cops, didn't have body cameras.
Exactly.
That's not a public fault. That's a Metro problem. Because if you have officers out there carrying guns, I'm pretty sure you have a nice stockpile of body cams. You could have outfitted these cats with body cams. Because from what I know about officers wearing body cams, every time you step out that car, that body cam is supposed to be coming on.
Yep. And if you don't cut it on and something happens, you get in trouble.
That right there, that should start being reprimanded.
Yep.
They shouldn't be loose with that reprimand.
Yeah.
They
need to lose their jobs behind shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Because you never know what would have happened without that body cam on.
Did you see his family and friends went down there protesting last night?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they did? Everybody went down there with guns. He comes from like a whole family with like they open carry everywhere. And they went down there open carry and protested his death. And I was like,
as they should.
How, if he's a lone wolf shooter, he would have got it popping a long time ago.
Yeah, if he really wanted to take him out.
Yeah, like he's been going down there protesting. shit, a month ago, they was protesting in Michigan with AK-47s and all that other shit.
Tell me, I want to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Storm in the Capitol building, or not the Capitol building, storm in the government building.
As soon as Jorge Gomez go down there,
he gets shot up.
He gets shot the fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's just, it just didn't seem right, dog. Mm-hmm. I need to see if they're, that's a courthouse. I know they got cameras.
They do.
Well, you know what? Since
they protests, they probably wasn't on.
The database was cut down. Power. Yeah, I already know. It just don't sound right. Yeah. So y'all gun him down. Mm-hmm. And then the motherfucker that shoot a motherfucker, a cop in the head on the strip, y'all take him into custody. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking, like, this is wrong. Like, you should have killed him.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't kill him. That yeah. That really surprised me that they didn't take him out.
Shocking. Yeah. And more and more to come out about that situation. That was dumb. He was standing at those little hotels down there, saw the police commotion, and he just fired his weapon into the crowd. He wasn't even part of the protest. He shot from the hotel door.
Oh, jeez.
And he hit the officer in the head from a distance, 50 to 100 feet away.
Just shooting in the crowd.
Yeah. He had a hotel with a 17-year-old girl he even picked up and had sex with. That's what came out in the hearing he had. Trying to get bail, and he out on bail for DUI and drug possession.
Good luck with that one, buddy.
Yeah, that's done. He lucky that blue. He lucky and die. He lucky and die.
He lucky they didn't whoop his ass. He lucky they didn't shoot his ass.
I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem if they do it like that.
Yeah. If you kill him, then hey,
right,
cool. He deserved that. He deserved at least take a bullet in the ass cheek.
Ass whooping. Period.
Something. But if he didn't do anything, he don't deserve to get anything done to him.
Right.
You know, but I don't know.
Just like the guy that that couple that the kids disappeared. You know, they found two bodies on his residence.
Talking about the stepdad?
Stepdad.
Yeah.
Took him into custody all nice and everything too.
I just saw that today.
They all in Hawaii living it up. Where are the kids? They just ignoring people. I'm like, look at this shit. Mm-hmm. And they arrest her because she didn't produce the kids back in February. And then I guess they went to this property. They say they went to the property back in December, but up in Idaho, it's snow. So you couldn't really.
Had to wait for it to melt.
Yeah, and guess what he did when he was in high school? He went to BYU. You know what his side job was? He was a grave digger.
Oh, so he knew how to dig them graves.
He knew how to dig them graves. And guess what he did too? He wrote a book called One Foot in the Grave. His experience as a grave digger. And he had a chapter in his book that said he was emotionally in distress when he had to bury kids. What?
He must not have been in too much emotional distress.
Man,
he buried his stepkids.
The girl was 17 and the boy was 12. You could have just said, hey, she wanted to be with you so bad she let you kill him. You could have told her to give him to the grandparents or something.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, you had to kill these two babies.
Get rid of these kids. I don't want them here anymore.
Right.
Oh, okay, Billy.
But you sit there and agree. Oh, you want to kill them? Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Stupid. She had to be on drugs or something. That's
well, they both killers because, you know, her ex-husband died and his ex-wife died. And then her ex-husband was killed by her brother. And then the brother died. So I think they had him kill the ex-husband, and they knocked him off.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So they got all these open investigations on everything right now.
They just run around killing folks.
They're around there exhuming bodies and all this. All
just
like,
letting people have it.
And y'all in Hawaii just living it up.
Out there drinking your drinks and eating your good food.
Man, y'all left they left Idaho with 5 dead bodies, dog. Two kids and 3 adults.
Good God.
His ex-wife, her ex-husband, her brother. And now her 2 kids.
They should have knocked him off.
Man, that's a hell of a movie.
Don't take him into custody. Knock him off.
Lifetime is getting on it right now. Man, they're writing that script.
You already know.
Lifetime is on it.
You already know.
Anyways, enough of the negativity.
That's crazy. That is hilarious, though. Man, why you got this gun pointed at me, bro?
My bad.
Why is that the other way?
I got the hollow points in here, too. It's heavier.
Don't be waving that around.
I'm waving at the door. I'm going to shoot you.
Your wrist might flick this way.
Bow! Jesus. I am a responsible gun owner. Not really.
Is it?
See them hollow points that hit you and they just blow up. Ooh. Boom!
Yeah.
Took your life, boy. But anyways.
What else did happen besides the protests?
The cop getting shot.
Oh! You know what? We're going to talk about that next segment. We'll catch y'all in a minute. Tonight's show has been brought to you by... Do you have corns or bunions on your feet?
I sure do.
Well, you know what? Buy bigger shoes. Because you walk around with fat-ass feet, shoes too little.
I can't afford it.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. Go get a job. Oh, wait. Jobs are gone. Oh, my bad. Hope you guys enjoyed this commercial.
Make America great again.
So over the weekend, Drew Brees decided he wanted to open his mouth. I know everybody's already heard about it, but he decided he wanted to open his mouth. And he wants to talk about how he'll never respect anybody that disrespects the flag. His grandfather and his father fought in World War II, and that flag means so much to him because they fought for this country's freedoms and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
Hey, Drew, guess what, buddy? I have two grandfathers that fought in World War II. I have two uncles. No, take that back. Four uncles that fought in World War II. And when they came back home, after fighting in that war for this great country, didn't come back to a hero's welcome like your grandfather and your dad. They came back, still had to try to fight for a right to vote. Still had to freaking try to fight for just different things that they didn't have. They didn't come back to
a parade.
Good things like your people did. They came back to boys sitting in the back, nigga this, nigga that. So I don't want to hear what you have to say about somebody, quote unquote, disrespecting the flag. Let me tell you a little story there, Drew. I know you're not going to hear this, but I'm going to tell it to everybody else. Mm. I myself served in the military. Mm. And there's a lot of military veterans out there that know this, or they should know this. Whenever you go to a military funeral ceremony, okay, before they play taps, the person that, because they have one soldier stand in front of the casket, that soldier takes a knee, kneels his head down right before they play taps, okay? Guess what that casket is draped with? A flag. Guess what that soldier is kneeling at? He's kneeling at the flag. Why? Because it's a sign of freaking respect.
Right.
It's not a sign of disrespect. It's a sign of respect. That is the highest honor that you can get as a soldier, is having another soldier take a knee at your casket.
Right.
That is a sign of respect.
Right.
Whenever they fold the flag up and they're handing it to the surviving family, what does that soldier do that has the flag? He takes a knee at the person that he's presenting the flag to.
Right.
See, sign of respect.
See, these are conversations people don't hear.
That's because they don't know. They just going off all this bullshit culture, that they hear.
It's a culture.
Trump saying that they hear all these other people say that have never spent one day in the military.
Exactly.
But swear up and down that they know what the hell is going on.
Right. And guess what? Where did Kaepernick get the idea kneeling? Green Beret.
Exactly.
Told him, saying, you know what? Instead of sitting down, take a knee.
Because that's actually honoring the soldiers. You're not disrespecting anything when you take a knee at that freaking flag.
Right.
You're actually honoring all those who have fallen and all those who have served.
And then on top of that, let's talk about the Tuskegee Airmen. They did everything for this country and they got shipped over to Guam to get treated like test rats. This is what they did to our black elite units. But we're supposed to be so proud of this flag. Like, you need to be happy you're here, even though y'all brought us here. We wasn't jumping walls to get here. We came over here in ships. We were stolen from our country and brought here.
Yeah, we wasn't trying to get it.
So
wasn't trying to get there.
And then another thing that kills me that don't never come up. The national anthem. Okay, let's, you know, y'all be so pissed off about us kneeling. When we start playing the original national anthem, when they talked about slaves and how they they kept slaves. They had to cut that part out on national anthem because of the racism. They had to cut the part out of the national anthem because of the racism. Like, that's a part of the fucking song. The original song.
But people don't know that because people don't pick up books and read for themselves.
No, they just go off what they hear in bits on TV and on the internet and see a meme. And I'm honestly, I wish they would start fact checking memes because that you see so many memes, you'd be like, this is a lot.
Like, it's gotta be.
Like, let's talk about the whole protest thing. Did you ever see the meme? I think somebody shared it on Facebook, but it was the little girl on the back of her dad, and the officer had a gun.
Yeah,
that was a photoshop.
It looked like he was pointing the gun at her.
Yeah.
If you really pay attention to that meme, he's pointing it at the person that's next to the two of them.
Right. And I'm saying that's another thing. That's not real. Like, stop sharing. They need to take the share button away from certain people because some people just be sharing. They don't do no research. They don't do no. Oh God! Yeah, Social media just all over the place.
It's crazy.
But anyways, back to the national anthem. So, what did Roger Goodell do this past weekend?
So what Roger Goodell did is he actually did something that surprised me. He did a full 360 from 2016, and he actually apologized and said that they should have listened. Back when you first start trying to protest, or not trying to, back when you first started protesting this, trying to bring it to our attention, we should have listened. We failed. And for that, I am sorry. We are sorry.
So why the owners didn't come out and say something?
Because they're not going to. Because a lot of them really don't feel that way.
I know they don't.
They don't share the same sentiments as Roger.
Right.
And I think only reason I think Roger finally did it is because he was kind of pressured. Because the players, those, 12 players that came out with that video, I think he felt kind of pressured.
And plus,
just like Drew Brees felt pressure to come out and apologize.
He can keep that shit. He can keep that shit. He should have known that was going to be an issue in the locker room.
Team turned on him real quick.
Boy.
Real quick.
Malcolm Jenkins came out. What's the receiver name?
Michael Thomas.
But
Michael Thomas forgave him, though.
Yeah, he did come out at first and said something. Yeah. But Sherman, you know, he came out and said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting some heat.
Oh, yes.
It's so crazy how they just don't think about the other side.
Yeah.
It's all about me and my family and my people and it's like, wow, y'all really don't think about the lower class. Like,
yeah, like it's not even about you.
Yeah, it's about unarmed black people being killed. It's not, we have nothing to say if it's an armed black man with a gun in his hand, he gets gunned down. Well, you know, if you pull a gun on a cop, you're gonna get shot.
They're gonna shoot you.
But if you don't have a weapon, we're just going back and forth with words, and I get killed. The black guy that ran away in South Carolina, he got shot in his back 4 times. Man went over there and handcuffed his lifeless body.
Yeah. And not just handcuffed him.
Roughhoused him.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, roughhoused him. See, this is like what people don't understand. We see different things, like the church shooter. He goes in, sits down at Bible study with 12 people, sits there and listens to the message of God, and then 15 minutes, he gets up and just starts shooting. And then when the police come, they put him in handcuffs.
Oh, nice and gingerly.
And ask him, why did you do this? I don't like black people. I want to kill some people. And so he go to a church. He didn't go to the hood. He didn't go to the closest Crip set. He went to a church where people was praying, the house of the Lord, and killed these people. And you know what they said to him? They said, we're going to question you, but are you hungry? We're going to take you to Burger King. This is crazy, because I think I said this in every damn podcast. You want cheese on your Whopper? You want a large fries, Sprite? Oh, easy ice?
We got you.
Got you.
We got you.
They took him up into the... I handcuffed him and let him eat. It's 9 bodies back in the church that's cold. And he in there eating a Whopper with cheese and onions on it. And he probably had the crown on his head.
Oh, my God.
The guy that walked into the movie theater, Aurora.
Yeah.
He just...
just unloaded on the people. Yeah, watching Batman.
Yeah, he just gunning them down. I think like 12 people died. He'd come out. He'd walk out the movie theater. Pistols. Long rifle. Put it on the ground! And he'd go over there and get handcuffed. And then he'd take his crazy looking motherfucking mugshot. In custody.
In custody. Not dead, but in custody.
The guy that walked up onto the senator in Arizona.
And shot her.
Shot her in the head. Yeah. They rustled the gun out of his hands and handcuffed him. And then he go take his crazy looking mud shot. I'm like, what the fuck? What? We get pulled over. Motherfucker asks us, do we have a weapon in the car? Yes, sir. It's in the glove. Don't reach! Unload on him.
But you told me to get my license.
Oh, God.
I told him not to reach, but you told him to get his license.
It comes down to a fear factor. They're just scared of black people. Like, they're scared. Like, they look at us like we walking around Jason Voorhees everywhere. Mm. Get out the car. Shit, Jason. Fucking shitty as hell. God. If he make a move, he's going to grab my gun and shoot him.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you, like I said in the previous podcast, you have to laugh sometimes to keep from getting upset or to keep from crying. Because the shit is just ridiculous.
Right.
It is ridiculous.
Why can't we all just get along, Rodney King said. Rodney King. Rodney King was DUI. He was drunk. No, he was high. He was high with PCP or cocaine.
Something.
He was high. Thank God he was.
That's probably the only reason that he survived.
Yeah, that ass whooping he took, I mean, he was out there getting beat. And guess what happened? All acquitted. That was not assault and battery. He was just doing their job.
In his own freaking video. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, on video. I mean, they was out there just. You thought they was a Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, how they swinging them one time. For the
fences.
Yeah.
Swinging for the fences.
Yeah. And that still led to his death because that fucked him up. He was never saying, you got the little money. Got on drugs real bad.
Yep. Went crazy.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
Yeah, he was broke. They found him face down in his pool. Mm-hmm. Drugs in the system. Mm hmm.
But anyway, we ain't mean to have that leak over into this segment, but you know, it's just things that need to be said.
Yeah.
Things that need to be heard.
Roger Goodell is apologizing. You know, now Kaepernick is looking like, you know, he's still not gonna get signed.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. Because nobody's gonna take a chance on
him. Yeah.
Even though he's better than of these backups that's in the league. I didn't say half, I didn't say a third. I didn't say a fourth. I said 3/4 of these backups that's in the league. Cap could be starting on a couple of teams, to be honest with you.
He can walk right into the Chicago Bears locker room and take the fucking
He could position. Walk into Chicago. He could walk down to Jacksonville. He could walk to freaking...
He probably could take Miami right now.
Yeah. True be told.
Matter of fact, he better than both quarterbacks on the Patriots roster.
Yes. Yes, but I would rather not see him in Boston because Boston is one of the most racist cities in America. And they can say that they're not all they want to, but you've heard from numerous players. Players that have been there.
Yeah, especially the Celtics.
It was so funny. I was listening to – was it Freddie and – no, I was listening to one of the shows I listened to on ESPN Radio today. Mm. And they were talking about – I can't remember which baseball player it was. But he had a clause in his contract, a no-trade clause to Boston, specifically a no-trade clause to Boston.
Only one team.
Only one. That's the only team he had a no-trade clause to.
That's crazy.
He was like, he don't want to deal with them racist-ass people.
Yeah, bro. I heard they did some crazy shit at the end.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Beantown is on another level.
Well, I'm glad for the white people that's protesting with us now, because we need that. We need y'all to start checking your own people.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where we need the shit, you know.
What else happened in sports? Let's talk about the NBA coming back or possibly not coming back.
Yeah, I don't know what.
So they've come up with a plan where they're gonna have everybody bubbled up down in Orlando. They're gonna play at the what is it? The
Disney World.
Disney World of Sports or whatever it's called, something like that.
Yeah.
So the big bubble, they're gonna be playing down in there, and a lot of players don't like it. You know, they're gonna be without their families for 7 weeks. Their girlfriends, wives, kids, whatever the case may be, right, for 7 weeks. And they're scared of getting corona. You know, even though they're going to have testing, they're still scared of getting corona.
Right.
My thing is, if you don't play, you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
They've already told them, you know, if you don't play, you're not getting paid. But you also won't get in trouble. You know, we understand that a lot of you guys don't want to play. So if you don't play, you won't get paid, but you also won't get in trouble. You won't get reprimanded for not playing. So kudos to them for at least, you know, making that nice gesture. But man, you don't want to miss out on the paychecks.
Play,
bro. You don't want to miss out on them paychecks.
But if they're away from everybody, wife, kids, family, for 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Yeah, this basketball gonna turn back into the '80s. They're gonna be mad as a motherfucker about their week four.
Mad as hell.
There's gonna be all kinds of technical fouls and flagrant one, flagrant two. Eject it. Get out of here. Like, it's gonna be some serious anger out.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
But you know, get it out. You know? Come on, man. Y'all millionaires. Y'all can Skype, Zoom, your family.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of you guys have been had to get quarantined from your family anyway during corona.
You see that picture of LeBron?
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Good God. LeBron, go get a haircut, brother. I know you can go to a barber shop now, or the barber can come to your house now. Go on ahead.
No, he got a barber chair.
Come on home, brother.
I think he's trying to
come on.
He's trying to grow it so he can comb it over.
Come on home.
Love LeBron, but yeah, man, get rid of that shit, bro.
That's my dude. I'm a LeBron fan, though. Yeah. I'm a LeBron fan.
Man, get rid of that shit, dog.
Been liking him since high school. So, you do what you do, King James. Do what you do, my brother. So, hockey. Hockey has a great plan in place. They're really looking like the only sport that's not teetering about coming back. You know, I think they have a solid plan, and they're coming back.
They're the fourth out of all of the seasons of the leagues. They got to come back. They can't lose nothing.
No, the league that can't afford to lose nothing is baseball. We're going to get to them in a minute. But hockey has a plan in place, 2014 playoff. Mm. You know, I don't know if they picked their hub cities yet, but they have a lot of cities in play. You know, I guess they're going to narrow it down to like two or four. Vegas is one. Okay. Yeah, Vegas is option. Montreal is option.
You got to give Canada one.
Yeah, somewhere else. They got like eight places that they're, you know, talking about. But it's going to be a 24 team playoff.
I'm telling you, dog, if a 24 seed win, that's going to fuck up everything.
That would be funny.
That would be
hella funny.
That would be crazy. That, like, whoever's number one seed, y'all just need to y'all won't even play next season. We just get kicked y'all out. Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
Yeah, they have the most solid chance of coming back, you know, because they've already voted on it. They voted to come back. They're supposed to start training mid to late July.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to start training. So hopefully we get some hockey pretty soon. Can't wait to see my Knights back on the ice. They were, you know, just hitting their stride when everything shut down. You know, so we'll can't wait to see them again. Major League Baseball.
I've heard nothing about baseball, dude.
That's so because they are freaking the owners of baseball teams are a joke. They're a joke. They sit here and cry like they don't have no money. You guys are billionaires. You're billionaires.
They want more of that.
And you sitting here acting like you don't have any money to pay these freaking players. The players want a certain percentage of their salaries for playing however many games they finally agree on. They started at 114 games, took it down to 100 games, took it down to 80-something games. Then the freaking owners want to do less than that because what the owners are saying is the more games they play without fans, the more money they're going to lose. Yeah. Which that part I could see, you know, because you have no concessions, no gate, you know, which I understand that part. Souvenirs. But at the same time, you're still not paying full salaries. You're not going to pay these players their full salaries.
It's going to be prorated, right?
It's going to be, I don't think it's going to be prorated. Well, I think they're just getting a certain percentage of it.
They should just give them the game checks. That's what they should do. Like, well, you know, you're not going to pay, it was 162 games?
100 and something. It's 182.
Okay, however y'all get paid, y'all are going to get paid for the 80 games.
You know? But they still can't even come together on how many games to play. Because like running, I said, the owners want to play less games. The players have settled on 82 games. Okay? That's where they're at. The players are cool with 82 games. The owners want to take it down. Last I heard was like 50. They want to take it down to 50 games.
So they're trying to do what the NBA did in, what, 99?
When they had the strike?
Yeah.
I don't. They're running out of time. The more days that they take trying to get this together, the less games they can play.
Yeah, because they play up until the playoffs is in September, right? Well, that's October. When start. Yeah. It starts in October, right? Mm-hmm. So they got, well, June is halfway, damn near halfway through. July, August, September. They better do something.
Because they're running out of time real fast.
Yeah, and I know a lot of players don't, you know, but the thing with baseball is, it's like you got to get in the swing of things. You got to get everything going. So it's going to be real sloppy until, shit, the playoff game are about to start.
Look, every sport that's coming back is going to be sloppy. The only except sport, for except for football.
Yeah,
because they're, you know, they just got back into their facilities.
Right.
You know, teams can come for, players can come for treatment only. You know, and I think certain places they can come for workouts if it's not that many people.
Right.
I believe, because they opened up the facilities and whatnot. So, yeah, they're the only sport that's going to start on time, right. Maybe.
You know, September, right? First week of September.
So we'll see how that goes. You know, it's going to be pretty interesting. College players or colleges have started allowing the kids back on campus, players. Somebody that already tested positive.
I think Alabama got like 5 players. Florida State just had a defensive tackle. For one, it's college. So they don't have no money. They're going to be still roaming around regular.
Yep.
They're going to be, you know, going here, going there with their friends. Somebody, it's going to be worse in college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be worse. Oh, yeah.
Because they can't really isolate themselves.
No, they can't. Unless they just say you can't leave the
campus. Can't leave the dorms, yeah.
You know, so, and that still might be, you know, the kids. Yeah. They're going to figure a way to get out.
Yeah. You're going to have freaking security at their door. No, you can't leave.
Then that's
going to cause an issue. Because now you're holding them hostage.
Yeah, roll call. Where's he went where? Oh, he's the best goddamn receiver.
He had blue magic. What? What is he doing? Blue magic.
Over there getting that Rona. I'm coming back to test positive like a boy. Coach gonna be like, you dumbass.
you just had to go there, didn't you?
Contract year for me.
Speaking of Rona. So, oh man. Mm. So now that the states are back open, cases are going up.
Oh yeah.
Which we knew was going to happen.
Oh yeah. Arizona,
we knew it was going to happen.
They had that pool party. They saying they the ICUs are, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Don't put them on a ventilator. And he got that Rona in his lungs.
Man.
I don't understand how we come out of still a pandemic, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How are we shut down for so long? You can't go to certain places. Mm-hmm. And then when they finally said, okay, we're going to ease up phase one,
mm-hmm.
y'all go jump into
a pool party.
Yeah, I don't know, mask. Everybody, the owners always said, we took the temperature at the door.
Okay. You could have took their temperature at the door. They could have been asymptomatic.
Yeah. Now they're finna pass it to the other person.
If you're asymptomatic, you won't know just by taking the temperature. Yeah, and the guy, you got to get that swab.
The guy that's doing it, he got the Rona. So he just sitting there.
Got the little frosted flake running around. He doing laps around his feet.
Jumping on people's sandals. Open toe shoes. I remember they said that was a thing too. People come home, they bring it home on their shoes. I was like, oh God, we just can't win.
It's just crazy because you're looking... Okay, let's take our city, our beautiful city, for example. Nightclubs are closed, mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Makes sense.
Day clubs are open.
Stupid. And it's a pool.
Yes. So you mean to tell me that they can social distance at a pool?
Try to social distance.
But they can't social distance at a nightclub. You can't social distance at a damn pool either.
Yeah, you can't do neither one.
You got all them damn nasty people in the pool. Right. Pissing and everything else. But you got them open, though. That doesn't make sense. If you're going to have the nightclub closed, why not have the pools closed? Those don't need to be open. Wet n Wild is about to open. I can't wait to hear how many cases of Rona come up out of there.
I don't know, man. I understand we can't stay shut down forever. But this shit start getting worse if this damn thing transform into something else.
It done already mutated once.
All right. That's why it was getting on cats. Put like this. When it gets cold again, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be a serious.
Hidey ho.
Walking places as long as you're going to slap you in the back of the head. Who's that? Someone just hit me.
Hold on. How's Rona?
Oh, shit. It says there's been 1,600 lawsuits filed.
For what?
People saying they're getting sick of facilities, places.
Okay. Stay home. Nobody told you you had to go there. See, you're taking that chance.
But this is what the Republicans are trying to protect businesses from. But like I said, you know, you go to a taco place. I'm going to give me some salsa. You're over there just pouring your salsa in.
You got Rona all in the salsa.
Yeah, the spoon. Mm-hmm. The motherfucking homeless person that got enough money to go get him something to eat. He ain't had a bath since
1934.
And he went in there and tucked and started pushing the little cup thing, leaving his little ashes everywhere. And then you come behind. Oh, give me a little salsa. Give me a little ice.
A little Rona.
Yeah. And you start coughing, waiting on your burrito.
Hey, can I get a carne asada? You want anything extra on that? You sprinkle a little Rona on it.
Yeah, is that extra?
Free of charge, because you're going to die.
Okay, cool. As long as it's at the same price as the sour cream, we're good.
I'll take it.
Yeah, see, that type of shit. So they got to protect us. I don't know, man. Because as soon as they say you can't sue places, the cleaner's going to stop.
Exactly.
I went to Walmart. Had to use the bathroom. Fuck with my merchandise. So I go in the bathroom. Take me a nice little, you know, shake it. I'm good. Go over to the sink. Cold water. No
hot water like it should be.
No soap. No paper towels. I'm like,
I'm just going to put this Rona on the door handle.
I had to do something.
It's crazy.
I'm not going to sit there like a crazy person waiting for somebody to open the door for me. So I had hands out there. Wet hands. I'm not wiping my hands on my fucking clothes. I'm not doing that.
That's crazy.
I'm sitting like, okay, now the spread, but you got a person at the door counting. You got somebody out there spraying down baskets, but y'all ain't got cold water, no damn paper towels, no soap. I'm like, how ass backwards is this? Huh? What if I would have had Ron on my Johnson and I would have touched the goddamn thing? I can't wash my hands. So next motherfucker touches is going to get Johnson Rona, nigga. What the fuck?
He going to go home and use the bathroom. Mr. Rona going to come popping out his drawers.
Okay.
Ha! How you doing? My name is Rona. Nice to meet you.
Fucking crazy, dog. Then I be seeing his employees. I'm like, this dude was dirty as a motherfucker. Look at his shoes. Look at his pants.
He the embodiment of Rona.
Well, he got a mask and some gloves on, though.
Look, mask only covering his mouth.
Oh, man.
He ain't got his whole face, his whole nose area covered. He just got it covering his mouth.
That's a video somebody took of a guy in a slot machine. He had the mask on, gloves on, and he even put the cigarette on the side of the mask, and he's sucking over there looking crazy as well. He coughing and shit. I'm like, man, you gonna kill yourself. Somebody just getting zooming in. He over there. You got a mask trapping a cigarette smoke in your face, bruh. Cigarettes on the side of him. I was like, oh my God. You had to smoke that cigarette that bad.
Oh man.
So, we're gonna be living in a world like that. Somebody gonna kill themselves trying not to get the Rona.
Smoking a cigarette, though. You're gonna die from smoke inhalation. Like, he wasn't in a fire, nah. He was in a mask, smoking a cigarette.
Boy, I tell you. The life we live.
Oh, Jesus. Good God Almighty, man. I don't understand it. I don't. You know, we could have honestly stayed shut down for at least another month. At least one more month. We could have stayed shut down all of May. You know, we got halfway through May.
Yeah, we did.
Just finished the whole month out. You know, and then send everybody back out there to catch it.
Yeah, that's gonna do it regardless.
Yeah.
Because it got hot, you know.
Yeah, and you know, your president said it can't survive in hot weather. No, hey, buddy. It can't survive in 140 degrees. You tell me what place on earth gets 140 degrees. Tell me. Please do. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Because if that place exists, ain't nobody living there.
Yeah, it's global warming for real.
Ain't nobody living there.
Global warming.
So, yeah. Rona gonna be around. Even when the summertime comes, it's gonna be around.
Am I supposed to spray the disinfectant in a sock and then huff it? Is that how you get rid of it? Or am I supposed to actually put it in the insulin needle and shoot it in
my mouth? I think you're supposed to just drape the disinfectant. You know, mix it with a little bit of pine salt, you know, then drink it.
Put a little peroxide in there.
Yeah, just make a nice little concoction. Yeah. Yeah. Put a little what's that powder? Ajax?
Comet.
Get it
right.
Put a little Comet off in there. Yeah. You know, just make you a whole little science experiment. Just drink a little bit. See what happens.
You said Comet. I want to go put my mouth on it. No, I act like I'm the only one that did that.
What? You
did it. Put your mouth on the Comet thing.
Hell no.
I guarantee if I put that up on Facebook, people will say I did it. It's like going for the smell of gas. Gas smells so good.
Y'all some weird people.
Nah. We know them, you weird.
Y'all some weirdos. I ain't huffing gas.
Watch them. Put it on Facebook. Watch what happens. There's going to be a million of us. Oh,
and I'm going to look at all y'all. All y'all going to look the same. Little beady eyes.
Crazy. Right. There's something wrong with this boy. But I don't know why.
Like, they all got beady eyes.
Over here, licking on comfort and sniffing fucking gas. Yeah, this dude is crazy.
Anyway, man, we gonna get up out of here. Y'all stay safe. Everybody that's out there protesting in the streets, please keep it peaceful. Please stay safe. And y'all be easy, man.
Peace.